Tomorrow and Friday, the Chancellor Hotel in Fayetteville will be transformed into a business think tank, bustling with hopeful entrepreneurs. 18 of the best business plans from college and university teams statewide will compete in the 13th annual Donald W. Reynolds Governor's Cup Collegiate Business Plan Competition. It's managed by the Arkansas Economic Acceleration Foundation. Competition involves presenting a business plan to a group of investors, or judges. Recently, I spoke with members from two of the competing undergraduate teams from John Brown University in Siloam Springs, as well as two members of the graduate group from Home DX at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. Calvin Smith and Will Swearingen are students in the Executive MBA program. Home DX's business plan will compete in the Graduate Innovation category.
We're basically a CPG, a consumer packaged goods company that's focusing on taking rapid lateral flow assay tests or diagnostic tests that test for things like food intolerances and sexually transmitted diseases and upper respiratory infections. So you have your gluten intolerance, lactose intolerance, of course the array of STDs including HIV, and then influenza, mono, RSV. So our focus is taking these existing tests, incorporating them into a very unique platform that we have an exclusive worldwide license on, and then leveraging our relationships with Walmart to get those into the retail channel.
Essentially, a consumer will be able to walk into Walmart, purchase a test, prick their finger, much like a blood sugar level test, and will receive results for that test in 15 minutes, much faster than going to the doctor and waiting on their lab.
It is more cost effective in the sense that it is less than the average copay for the doctor's office now, which is $25. It is more convenient because they can get it at the retail location instead of going to the doctor's office. And it is actually more accurate than a lot of the tests being done in the doctor's office today. And so that's really where our value add is bringing all those pieces together with the unique technology, the healthcare industry expertise, and then obviously the connections we have regionally with Walmart.
Calvin's day job is as Director of Business Development and Innovation at the University of Arkansas for Medical Science. So he has experience and connections to the medical startup field. Home DX is on track to be a real working business and already has an investor and future CEO. Becoming a real live working business isn't a requirement of the competition, but Home DX started with that in mind, making them unique, setting them apart from other groups.
They started with academia in mind and not commercialization, and so they're very hard to build that business around, where we started with a business concept and then have went out and found the technologies that we needed to make that work. And that has actually allowed us earlier success than, you know, even the teams that we're competing against or some of the competition's past teams, in the sense we've already raised the investment money we needed and we have the customer in hand, and we're, you know, everyone else is still struggling for both of those.
It's currently in clinical trials. The hope is to eventually make it in the Northwest Arkansas area. Winning this competition will get them closer to that goal. Will Swearingen points out the substantial prize money.
The total cash awards is $154,000 for both undergraduate and graduate. I think that first place in graduate is around $25,000 or $30,000. So there's a considerable amount of money to be won at some of these competitions. And moving forward, the money just gets bigger as you advance. So
Will works in research at the Sustainability Consortium, and his background is in science. The rest of their team comes from varied background. As a business plan is multifaceted, this is a definite plus.
Max Mahler, Audra Mazzio, and Daniel Cherry, who are also a part of the team. So,
we put together a really good team, as you know, through the class facilitation, and we've got a good complement of people that really fits our business concept. We've got Will, who's a scientist, Max Mahler, who is a financial guy that also has retail selling experience. We have a person that has
marketing,
and then we have an accountant. So.
Right. Yeah.
The size of John Brown University hardly compares to that of the University of Arkansas, 2,000 versus 25,000 students, respectively. Kyle Maurer is an undergraduate student at JBU. He agrees that working on this business plan is many-sided. It was a project for a class last semester.
You know, you've done bits and pieces of this, like, you know, a SWOT analysis or something for different classes, but never on this scale before. Like, this is taking all of the classes that we've taken and really put them into one class, and something not this scale at all. It was a lot of work.
His team also worked on a plan for a medical-related business.
We are PhD, or Practical Home Care Devices, and our product is a powered lifting device to help the elderly and those with disabilities on and off the bathroom.
Though they aren't intending to open PhD into a working business, they did know from the beginning that they wanted to compete in this competition.
You know, we decided straight off, like they did, that this was going to be a goal of ours, would be to make it our plan good enough to get to the Governor's Cup. We felt like that would help drive us to excel to the next level. And like they were saying, it really is a fruition of all the hard work that goes into making the plan, is, you know, being recognized by an outside source outside of our school that, hey, you know, you guys, we see a potential business in the plan that you made.
And it's also great, just like real world experience. You know, you have this classroom setting and your teacher says, oh, good job. But then being able to see, you know, venture capitalists from around the state and people who have this experience, you know, evaluating your work and giving you feedback, it's just an incredibly valuable experience.
He's joined by partner Emily Anderson and the other undergraduate team from JBU.
Our company is called Smart Soil, and it's basically an agricultural product for crop farmers. And it helps them see how dense their soil is, because if a soil is really dense, then your crops aren't going to perform as well, basically. And so this will show them exactly where the dense soil layers are, and then it will help them know exactly where to till those areas.
That's Stephanie Reno, along with partner Marita Mitchell. They describe the effort that has gone into this project.
We've gone into looking at how would we manufacture it, like where would we get all of the parts to put it together. Once we have it put together, who are we going to sell it to? Or how are we going to distribute it through dealerships, and even like contacting dealerships and finding out how would we go about this process of getting our product into your store, basically. We've talked to farmers and, you know, what do you think of this product? Is it something you would use? Things like that. We've spent hours and hours on it.
They look at real data to form educated guesses. Like, they know for a fact how much load cells were cost and what rent will be at their headquarters.
So. And we even called, like, what would be our competitors, and we asked them kind of, like, what is their sales growth numbers? Like, what's your revenue? And so we were able to kind of base, like, a lot of our things on that. So it wasn't just, like, out of the blue, for sure. It was more like, this is what other companies are doing, and, like, we expect our company can perform this well.
PhD looked at its target customer base to develop a real-world marketing plan. They know that their target market likes to read magazines, so they've looked at the cost to advertise with those their base likes to read. While HomeDx plans to use the potential prize money to help fund their business, look for its diagnostic tests on shelves early in 2014, Smart Soil and PhD will use the money most likely for school. HomeDx, Smart Soil, and PhD are three of 18 teams chosen from nearly 50 that will be competing in the Donald W. Reynolds Governor's Cup Collegiate Business Plan Competition, taking place in Fayetteville tomorrow and Friday. I spoke with two members from each team last week. For more information on the Governor's Cup or for the other teams that are competing, visit aeafoundation.com.
This is the Wednesday evening edition of Ozarks at Large. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle. And KUAF is supported by Ben Owens Shelter Insurance Agency, providing auto, home, and life insurance. 582-4990 for more information.